Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
Welcome in. Good morning. Three Dudes with a View. We're right here on beautiful West 7th Street. The lights are all going to turn green at School Street and High Street in a minute. It's going to be a drag race all the way from Garden Street all the way up to the split from the Mount Pleasant Highway and the Hampshire Highway. So 60-mile-an-hour ride through downtown Columbia. Ain't it wonderful? The lights turn green and just stay green. All you'd have to do to fix the problem is let the right lights not be green at the same time. Whatever. The wisdom of a high-speed corridor in downtown historic Columbia. Whatever. My name is Del Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. How you doing?
Thank goodness for green lights in the morning time. Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Green lights in the morning.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really. I only hit one after I dropped the kids off from school, which is over on, you know.
Oh, so you're making the high-speed run to get to the station in the morning.
Well, you're taking two
kids. He's liking the green lights.
I don't mind the green lights.
We've got bypasses on all four sides of town. I mean, why we need high-speed corridors through the historic district, I have no idea.
It does get a little the speeds when we're out here on the front porch. There's some people that fly up and down West 7th. There's no doubt.
Oh, dude, if you try to pull out of Walker Street on West 7th, you're taking your life into your hands.
You better wait till there's a big gap for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. All right. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. How are you?
I'm doing well, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Welcome back.
Good morning, Del. Sound like you on a roll this morning on traffic. Jurisdiction, huh? What's wrong? You can't drive? You getting old? Can't keep up?
That may be true, Miss York. The the lights are set up, the timing of the lights on 7th Street are deliberately set up to provide priority to and a high-speed corridor for those who are going from the downtown area out to where the road splits there, the Mount Pleasant Highway and the Hampshire Williamsport Highway, and that's they give priority to that east-west traffic, and the lights just go green and stay green. And I mean, I understand how that works. I understand that, you know, some places you want to have a high-speed corridor, but for the life of me, I can't understand why anybody wants one in downtown historic Columbia when we've got bypasses on all four sides of town. All right.
People just like to get where they're going a lot faster these days, Delk. It's not, you know, I know on West Over Drive, there was a speed sign of 20 miles per hour. And I'm saying, who drives anywhere at 20 miles per hour? And they used to give tickets on West Over because my office was over there.
Oh, West Over. You mean out
West
by
Over
the
old, Drive.
Or the old co-op?
The old co-op, yeah.
Old co-op, yeah.
And the police department, yeah.
Yeah.
The police department just be over there.
I know the Mooresville Pike downtown is 20 miles an hour, and I always go 20 miles an hour. There are too many school kids and whatnot through there.
Now, the other side of Mooresville Pike is like a super speedway.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Regular special guest dude, Debbie Matthews.
Good morning. Good morning. I actually think the city's default speed is, if there's not one posted, then it's 20 miles an hour. I think that's correct. So, like, neighborhoods and stuff. So, yeah. Westover Drive is a drag race, though, for a cut-through, Jim. But I park across the street from the station every morning in front of the Locks House to walk across into the radio station. And I feel like I'm playing Frogger every morning. So one day I'll probably be splat out in the middle of the street because they are going through their dealt really fast.
Well, they do that often up in Nashville. They're killing somebody two or three times a day up in Nashville when they crosswalking.
Yeah. Or just driving. We had a friend that was shot in the face on a carjacking. He was a singer in Nashville day before yesterday. And then yesterday, another person was shot and killed. So Nashville's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous town.
Out on West 7th, just returning the lights at High Street and School Street to a regular unsynchronized pattern would solve the problem and give us a little traffic calming out there on West 7th Street, which we need.
Well, when I was on the council, we made the decision to go to the two lanes with the designated turn lane. And it was a big controversy because people thought it would make traffic back up if we went down to three lanes instead of four lanes. And the study told us that really it was people turning left, going or coming, that caused the traffic back up. So I think it's working really well. I don't think there's a lot of traffic back up, but they were really conscious about getting people through town faster. Yeah. So
yeah, but it is deliberate. Look on Troutwood, you know, in the afternoons, Troutwood's backed up all the way to the hospital, both ways. So the bypass isn't alleviating anything. Drivers that go to Troutwood, because they built all those subdivisions south and town homes south. So there's congestion, and maybe intentionally the city wants to pick up the speed so people can move, because you're stalemated. You go out Highway 31. 31's backed up all the way to Kroger,
right,
in the morning.
I think coming from Spring Hill,
it's all the way back to the old Coca-Cola plant coming from Spring Hill. So there's traffic jams all over the place.
I think the synchronized green lights are specifically for business hours in the morning and the evening, I think. But Dale's not wrong. Getting off of Walker Street's mercy. You're going to have to start looping around back, Dale, on to 8th.
Well, I do that sometime, way. You know. But again, and conversely, though, the same is true. If you're trying to go across West 7th Street or across Garden Street, it takes forever. You sit there.
It does.
Yeah. Because the cross streets have been deprioritized. And so, you know, if you just
don't be a target.
Don't be a target.
Get your running shoes on. That's right.
Put your sneakers on, Dale. Take them hard tops off. Put some sneakers on so you can move.
Dale's got his walking shoes on.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you know, modern towns aren't built for senior citizens most of the time.
Well, that may be truth as well, even short. How was the commission meeting yesterday?
Oh, I didn't have a commission meeting. I had a veterans meeting.
Okay. How was that?
Commission meeting is this afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the veterans meeting? How did that go?
Oh, it went well. Went well. A whole bunch of veterans from all over getting together, you know, telling war stories and stuff. It was fun, man.
Good deal. Absolutely. All right. Speaking of growth, though, there isn't a big article in the Wall Street Journal this week. Where the Wall Street Journal came to Nashville and interviewed a number of people, and the basic theme of it was that the people of Nashville feel like they've got enough growth and don't want any more. And of course, the article was about how what a boom city Nashville is. But along with that article was an interview with, can't remember who it is, a professor from the University of Tennessee who's done a study of growth in the Middle Tennessee region. And he said that it's not Nashville. He said it's Middle Tennessee is poised to, and so the areas outside Nashville, including Murray County, are poised to have tremendous growth. And because people want to live here, people want to work here. And the theme of the article about Nashville is that Nashville's being overloved, and a lot of people are starting to feel like Middle Tennessee and Murray County are getting a little bit overloved. That that we've got enough. And you know, you were just talking to Miss York about all the traffic from the new developments, but I guess out the Mount Pleasant Highway, out in that direction.
Well, I don't think these companies would make these building investments if they didn't have some foresight about growth or potential growth in any area. They're going to build until they can't build anymore. And people are going to come until they can't come anymore. That's what happens when you're in a growth explosion. It continues. I've been in several. When I was in Louisiana, in Slidell, Louisiana, they started building 150, 200, 400 housing developments. When that died down, I went to Lake Charles. Same thing in Lake Charles and Lafayette. They continued to build and build and build, and people continued to come. We are growing as a nation, and people got to have places to live.
Yeah, that's true, there's plenty of room in West Tennessee, and it's cheap out there, but they aren't moving there.
Yeah, there's a map that's floating around this week. I'll try to find it and tag WKOM on it, but it talks about where the growth is in Tennessee, where it's blazing hot, and then it goes to orange, and then it goes off to pale blue. And, of course, Maury County is orange, and Williamson and Davidson are red hot. So we are the top growth spurts. But there are counties where they're losing populations.
I think all of West Tennessee is losing population.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's dangerous. That's for sure, especially in the Memphis corridor. It's just a mess. Jackson corridor is a mess. And then there's not a whole lot of industry out in Union City or Martin, you know, those areas. So, yeah, there were a couple of counties south of us that were losing people, I think down around Savannah.
That'd be Hardin County.
Maybe Perry County.
Yeah, that's West Tennessee, though. Well, that's West Tennessee.
Yes. It was an interesting map. So I'll see if I can find that.
I got a suggestion, Dale.
Yeah.
Tell Debbie quit selling all that property. We won't have that growth.
You know what? If the interest rates were better right now, Jim, this place would be back on fire. It has tampered it, but there's still business going on. It's just everything is hard right now. It's hard.
You know, there was a house on Troutwood that they built brand new, and it was for $786,000, I think.
Are you talking about the one out there across from
Neely's?
Yes.
By the funeral home out there.
Yes, yes.
And that thing sold within 6 months, I think.
It was 6 months, but they dropped it. I think it ended up selling for $6.25 or $6.99.
Yeah.
But just this past week on West 6th Street, Harvey and Beth Fisher's house, somebody bought, and I can't remember the price. I want to say it was in the 400s. They have completely renovated it. They took all the siding off, redid the poplar siding, redid the roof, have macked this thing out, and it's gone on the market for $1.69 million. $1.7 million. So we will see if that sells.
People with the money is going to buy it, you know?
I don't know.
Just if they're trying to relocate, they come from California or some of the northern states where they've had a good living and saved up some money and made a good investment on a home, they can come down here and buy a real cheap home.
Right. Well, there's some beautiful houses that have been sitting on the market a while just because the market is tough. A year ago, if you were servicing a $400,000 loan, it was around $1,500 or $1,600. Now it's around $3,000 or more for the same amount. So interest rates are killing us, but I guess it's doing what it needs to do. Maybe it'll slow things down for just a minute.
Yeah, but the market's still hot. The economy is still very hot. I mean, doesn't look like it's budging, and the Feds met yesterday and decided that they're not going to change interest rates.
Uh-uh. And everybody's waiting on what they're going to do because the interest rates, they kept talking about them coming down. And so they're not I don't think they'll move at all this year. I don't. So
meanwhile, gas is $3.46.
Unreal.
Yep. Up. Yep. Yep.
All right, let's break.
So
Parks Motor Sales is Middle Tennessee's home for the best GMC vehicles on the market. Visit Parks at 919 Nashville Highway and test drive truck favorites like the GMC Sierra or Canyon. Or try a popular SUV like the GMC Acadia or Terrain. Parks also has a wide variety of certified pre-owned vehicles for every need. At ParksMotorsales.com, you'll see an extensive inventory, their latest deals, and servicing options. Shop Parks Motor Sales once and you'll agree. Parks GMC. We are professional grade.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Have you been hauling your own garbage to the convenience center? Are you tired of doing it? Does your work schedule keep you from hauling it off regularly? Is your teenage son not taking it off like he promised when he got his driver's license? Do you have something better to do on Saturday? If any of these questions strike home to you, call the garbage man at 931-540-0919 and your problem will be solved.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Delk Kennedy. Years ago, my wife, Mary Susan, was repeatedly lifting babies. She ruptured a disc in her back. She had surgery, but the chronic pain continued. Then she found the Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain Relief in Franklin, Tennessee. It changed our lives. She's had a relatively pain-free life. She sees Dr. Wendy Toohey at the Dr. Gill Center regularly. You can, too. Call 615-794-0800. That's 615-794-0800. Or go to callmepainfree.com.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench. Still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
This is Sue Fox. Are you looking for a swimming pool for all seasons? Whether you want to lose weight or just give yourself much-needed therapy, water therapy is the perfect non-stress exercise for the body. Come to Fox & Company Salon and Day Spa and indulge in our heated lap pool, jacuzzi, and dry sauna. Just bring a swimsuit, towel, indoor footwear, and a friend. Call Fox & Company Salon and Day Spa today at 381-1773 or stop by 1211 Hatcher Lane for a tour. Oh, wait, ask about our new chair yoga sessions.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
Away, Renee, that's a metaphor, y'all.
Walk away from what's going on in America today. And meantime, though, there are some good things going on in America today. Next Monday and Tuesday, this radio station and our sister station, WKRM FM 103.7, will devote their time to raising money for the Well Outreach Food Pantry with food pantries in Spring Hill and Mount Pleasant now. We will be on the air. We're looking for community members, businesses, and churches who believe in the work of walking alongside of those in need to offer hope through the gift of food. The Well Outreach and these stations helping out next Monday and Tuesday. Their goal is to raise $75,000. For their capital campaign, and which will help purchase food and cover basic needs to operate the two food pantries, which the Well operates in Spring Hill and Mount Pleasant. The Well has served 13,000 families this year and are projecting up to 20,000 families by year end. Can you help? Sponsor a 30-minute segment and our telethon next Monday and Tuesday, and offer a matching grant. This is such a big help. For more information, contact Well CEO Shelly Sasson, shelly@thewelloutreach.org, or the website is, wait a minute, I've lost the website. Hang on. Oh, thewelloutreach.org, thewelloutreach.org. That's one word, thewelloutreach.org. Or two, donate to feed a family anytime between now and May 7th at $30 each, or five families or 10 families. Any size gift helps. So that's amazing. They can feed a family a week's worth of groceries for $30 because they know how to do that. That's next Monday and Tuesday, the Well Outreach, thewelloutreach.org. Folks, it's a fantastic organization. My name's Del Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody. Let me just make a quick announcement. Don't forget about the Columbia Central Golf Affair tomorrow. I know it says rain, but last I checked with Christy, she needed five more teams. So donate, go out and participate, even in the rain. Good golfers participate in the rain.
There you go. And that's the what's her name?
Dorothy Campbell.
The Dorothy Campbell Golf Scramble. Yes, who taught it or worked at Central in the administration office there for over 50 years, right?
Right.
And
right.
She recently passed away. But she affected so many students over the years in so many positive ways. She is fondly remembered by all who knew her and all she helped out in her many years out at Central High School. And this golf scramble in her memory now, it started in her honor while she was alive, now in her memory.
Right.
And it has raised money for an endowment at Central High School to help out with various things that might not otherwise be funded through the regular budget. So it's a great thing. Let's see, call
Christy Smith, 381-2222, extension 1131, if you're interested in getting a team for the affair. And it's at Towhee Golf Course up in Spring Hill.
Yeah, and that number is just the main number out at Central High School. And if you can't remember that extension number, just call Columbia Central High School and say you're interested in playing in the Dorothy Campbell Golf Scramble, and they'll get you connected to the right people.
That's right.
Yep. All right. Debbie Matthews, regular special guest, dude, live from Charleston, South Carolina.
I am in Charleston, man. It is gorgeous. And thank you for having me this morning, guys. It's so good to hear everybody's voice. I do want to say that the Debbie Matthews Show this Sunday at 6 p.m., I scored one of the few interviews when they were doing their press blitz for the movie, The War on Children, that Robbie Starbuck and his wife Landon did. And Landon Starbuck will be on with me for my show this weekend. And we're going to talk about her movie that's been seen, I believe, over 80 million times already. So we're looking forward to that. The War on Children. Sunday evening, we'll talk to Landon Starbuck about the movie.
Okay.
It's going to be a great show.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. All right. In the meantime, you know, the cities across America are being besieged by pro-Palestinian demonstrators, rioters. What are you laughing about, Clayton?
Did you see the protest in the University of Alabama yesterday?
Uh-oh.
What was so funny, we can't play it on the air, obviously, because I don't want to get us fined. But both sides were chanting. Both sides were chanting the same thing.
They were chanting the same thing?
Exactly. But it wasn't "Let's go, Brandon," and it was Joe Biden. So, it's incredible. Look it up online. It is, both sides are chanting it together. I've never seen anything like it. It was pretty wild.
Did you see the video of the University of Georgia where it was a young white male protester who was screaming? He was being taken away in handcuffs by the Georgia State Patrol. And then he just flopped down so he couldn't be taken away. And the cop picked him up by his leg and his back and toted him out. And he was screaming, "You're hurting me." And it was like, oh my gosh, if these people lived in Palestine or Israel, they couldn't take it a day for what all's going on. But that was hysterical to watch that cop tote that guy out. It was awesome.
You know what's interesting about these demonstrations to me is that both Jewish students and Palestinian students are protesting. And in the more peaceful areas, they're protesting about the injustices on both sides, I think. And people kind of always put it like it's Palestinian demonstrations. But it's really made up of students of both ethnic groups or beliefs. They have a voice, but you know, I'm a little disturbed about the outsiders that are coming in some areas that are creating a problem. But for the most part, a lot of the demonstrations are very peaceful, but you know, you can't take over a college campus. You can't squat tents, and these tents are being provided by somebody. I don't know who, but it constantly creates an unsettlement in what the message that they're trying to deliver. And I agree with the students on both Jewish and Palestinian sides. Something needs to be done about the situation over in Gaza.
As Clay Travis says, you know, these pro-Palestinian protesters are protesting in favor of a religion and a culture which executed a 16-year-old girl in Iran for not wearing a hijab, however you pronounce that. And I don't really see much of I don't see much, the protesters, what I've seen, the Israelis, they're being harassed and attacked by the pro-Palestinians. And meanwhile, these pro-Palestinian protesters are backed by the Soros Students for Justice in Palestine and U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights, also Soros-backed. they have backed.
That's who's paying for the tents, Jim.
That's right wing. That's right wing talking
points. That's who's paying for the tents, Jim.
That's right wing talking points.
No, that's who's paying for the tents.
Why are you defending George Soros?
Paying for the tents. Yeah. That's who's paying for the tents.
Community-based
paying for the tents.
Well, it's orchestrated.
Ms. York, this is well documented.
This is the same people that put a pink hat on everybody.
I've seen multiple articles.
What website you talking from?
I've seen this is Charlie Kirk right now, but I've seen multiple
Charlie Kirk.
I've seen multiple different
strictly
reports.
Right wing.
Community based fellows are paid by Soros up to $7,800, and campus based fellows are paid $3,660 for 8 hours a week to terrorize campuses. That is coming from multiple sources, Mr. York.
Right.
And a lot of that, I hear that repeated over and over that the Jewish students are being terrorized and the Palestinian students being terrorized. A lot of that's not truth. It might be happening on a small scale, but it's not. By and large, most of the demonstrations
what
at those
are you
college
talking?
Campuses.
You're trying to equivocate and dissemble. Meanwhile, though, this group who tracks smartphones, they're able to pick them up coming across the southern border being carried by illegals and then follow them where they go throughout the country, has found that over 1,000 of these illegals are at the demonstrations in 21 different cities around the country.
So they got a job, huh? They got a job?
Yeah, working for George Soros.
Soros is paying them $7,600 a day.
Meanwhile.
Well, at least they got a job. They're not on the dole.
Meanwhile, Senator Bill Hagerty writes, the left and their media allies denied Republican warnings that Democrats plan to import Gazan refugees to America. Now the truth emerges. Right after the Biden administration secured $3.5 billion in refugee resettlement funding in last week's foreign aid bill.
Bill Hagerty is out of his mind. Comes up with anything.
The $3.5 billion is for migration and refugee assistance. This includes funding for the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program, which provides a pathway for resettlement to the United States. To facilitate processing and resettlement, the U.S. Immigration Service announced on the same day the bill passed Congress that it will open two new field offices in Qatar and Turkey. Now, with $3.5 billion secured, CBS reports, Mr. York, the left-wing Looney Tunes that they are, CBS reports that Biden will bring Gazan refugees to the United States, despite that most Palestinians support Hamas and the 10/7 terrorist attack against Israel. This is reckless and wrong, says Bill Hagerty. Now, one thing you need to, there's another thing that's widely reported out there, folks, that no other Middle Eastern country, there are countless Muslim and pro-Palestinian, not pro-Palestinian, there are Muslim countries all over the Middle East, including their neighbor Egypt, who has a big, huge wall. You ought to see that wall. Nobody gets through the kind of wall the Egyptians have put up. Scissor wire going up 30 and 40 feet. No Middle Eastern country, no Muslim country that adjoins will accept these Palestinian refugees. Why won't they? Because they are so violent and terroristic.
Nah, that's not the case.
Well, that's Jordan tried accepting them years ago and finally ended up, they immediately tried to set up a caliphate and overthrow the government. Jordan had to drive them out by military force, by force of arms. The same thing happened in Lebanon. And they wherever they go, they're going to try to overthrow, set up a caliphate. They are violent, nasty,
well,
mean
they don't have
people.
To go anywhere if they can maintain their own territory in Gaza and Israel don't.
Well, in the meantime, Joe Biden is using $3.5 billion to bring them here. He's even setting up a pier. They don't have a port where they can't get out.
To get food for humanitarian reasons, Dale. That's why they're building the pier.
Yeah, right. And I got a prize bull I want to sell you. That's to bring Palestinian Gazans out.
You get so much right wing stuff, man. You go way off the deep end.
They're trying to help the
folks in Gaza survive by humanitarian aid because their Gaza has been totally destroyed.
You know what they do in South Dakota? They shoot a mad dog.
Radio listeners, Mother's Day is around the corner. So are graduations, confirmations, birthdays, and more. This is Jenny at Tillis Jewelry, and we are here to help. Not only have we created a fun new collection of birthstone stack rings handmade in-house, but if you get here in time, we can even get special items made in time for your event. Ask us about our posh new travel jewelry case, available for a limited time. Tillis Jewelry, your friendly hometown jewelers at 105 West 7th Street in Columbia.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Don't camp out waiting for a home repair. Keep your home running all summer during Hiller's Happy Camper Month. This month only, enjoy no interest financing for 24 months with equal payments on select home systems and upgrades. Or take advantage of our $99 drain cleaning special. Don't miss out on these big summer savings. Visit happyhiller.com today. Happy OB or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Call 844-567-6110 for details about credit costs and terms. For new accounts, the APR for purchases is 28.99%, subject to credit approval.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
This is Bob Kessling with Pat Ryan. It's a beautiful day for digging. The backhoe operator has the engine running and is moving into position. He's heading for the ground. He's in there. Wait, there's a flag on the play. Let's get out of the field for the call from our official.
Illegal procedure on the digging team.
Oh, that penalty could cause a costly accident.
That's right, Bob. He needs to call before he digs. There's underground utility lines that could be hiding just below the surface. Water, sewer, electrical, communication lines, and even natural gas.
Avoid a penalty by first calling 811 to have any underground public utility lines located and marked with flags or paint.
It's free, it's easy, and it's the law.
For more tips, visit pipesafety.org. This message brought to you by the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and the Tennessee Gas Association, funded in part by a grant from the Underground Utility Damage Enforcement Board.
Are you prepared for what many experts believe to be an exponential tax increase when the Trump tax cuts end here soon? In addition to protecting your hard-earned money during your lifetime, what about college planning? Would you like to see an excellent alternative to the 529 plan? If you think you can do a better job of spending your money than the federal government, give us a call. Call us at 931-269-9520, 931-269-9520, or go to optimalfinancialplanning.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Perales, manager of Murray County Equipment. We help you with all your agriculture and construction equipment needs. We carry a full line of New Holland tractors from compacts to high horsepower. We have a full line of Gravely mowing equipment. We also have New Holland construction equipment, attachments, and accessories for your tractors and a complete parts department. We are locally owned and operated. Come see us at 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard or learn about us on Facebook or contact us at 931-490-8183.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing.
Okay, folks, we are back. Three Dudes with a View. My name is Del Kennedy. This is our last show of the week. Tomorrow morning, Inside Middle Tennessee with Jim Ross. And then, listen, will we be on Monday and Tuesday, Clayton?
We'll do like we did last time. We'll still have our show in the morning, kind of around what's going on. But yes, we'll still be here.
Okay, we'll be here Monday and Tuesday.
And Tom Price will be here as well.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah, that'll be great. And at any rate, tomorrow morning, Inside Middle Tennessee with Jim Ross, we'll be back with you next week, as always. This show is put out on podcast on our website and or anywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, whatever. You can also see the live video or archive videos of the show on our website or on Facebook. And so we appreciate you listening and hope to make it convenient for you whenever and whatever time you want to click on it and stream it at your convenience. Again, I'm Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three, dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Just a quick announcement. I got a message from Dr. Steele over at Columbia Central. The tournament tomorrow will go on, rain or shine. So we want to make that announcement.
All right. Dude number one, Mr. Jim York.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
And regular special guest to Debbie Matthews.
Good morning from Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Let me say there were two things happened while we were in Charleston. The first night, we had a lovely dinner at a place called 60 on Bull, and we sat next to three individuals, two of which are somehow involved in the medical care in Israel and in Gaza for both Palestinian and Israelis' eyesights. They handle eye care. And it was a very in-depth conversation about really the situation that's going on. And how bad is it on both sides? And this gentleman I'm hoping to have on the Debbie Matthews show to talk about that at some point. It was such an enlightening conversation. But last night on the way home from Hall's Chop House, which is fantastic, we had an Uber driver. And his name was Khalid. And we, very nice man, and we asked him how long he had been here. And he said, well, I came via Jordan. I guess he was originally from Jordan. But he was saying he was having a hard time here because people don't like immigrants right now. He's a civil engineer trying to find a job. But he's been here 11 months. So I didn't ask if he came across the southern border. I didn't. But it was an interesting day or so. Different people and different perspectives on everything. So get out, y'all. Travel. Talk to people.
Yeah, get exposed like Debbie.
Right, but listen, I believe in travel is the best education in the world. But my husband looked at me after we got out of the car. He goes, "Do you think he was a terrorist?" I said, "I don't know. I don't know." He had a good rating on Uber. We'll just say that. But
let me. I was at a conference in New Orleans, and it was Tennessee School Board Association, a national conference, and we had a taxi driver and my coworker, Dr. George Nairn. We were doing a program, and when anyway. The guy was telling us, the taxi driver was telling us, he was from Eritrea. He was having a family get together. So George asked him, who was a Caucasian, asked him, he said, "Yeah, my family's getting together and we're gonna have a big family thing." So George said, Well, can I come?
And he said,
and the driver kept saying, "Well, family, you know, it's for family."
We're all family here.
George, he couldn't come, but I was laughing my gut off because he wouldn't say you can't come, but he kept saying it was for family. And yeah. After we got out the cab, George said, "Well, I don't think he really wanted me to come." George, he never said it, but that's what he meant.
Sort of like the time when I asked the old black men who waited tables at Jimmy Kelly's if they would hire a white college girl, me. Because I knew the tips would probably be good. And they said, "No, you can't get hired here." So it's all around, all the way around.
All right. In the meantime, the way Congress panders to us and lines its pockets, you know, so they passed the TikTok bill to eliminate TikTok from the United States. Well, who benefits from TikTok not being in the United States anymore? Well, Facebook, of course, Meta. And, you know, in this day and age when information travels around the globe in fractions of a second over fiber optic cables and through satellites, what difference does it make where the company is located or where the servers are located? They're accessible from anywhere, anytime. They can be hacked from China or Afghanistan or the United States or from Mount Pleasant. It doesn't matter. If you're out there connected to the internet, your server is present globally. And so it's a rebel without a cause. It's of no consequence that TikTok is owned by Chinese whatsoever. But let me tell you what did matter. Congressman Michael McCaul, I don't know where he's from, who was one of the authors and a sponsor of the TikTok ban bill, invested $1.15 million into Meta, that's Facebook, shortly before he voted in favor of banning TikTok.
So corrupt.
Yeah. I mean, that's what this is all about, folks. It's pandering.
Meta's at 435 right now. It's down 0.92%, but it's selling at 435 a share.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's going on there.
A week's wages for most Middle Tennesseans.
Yeah, that's just pure pandering and pure puffery over nothing on TikTok, and except a bunch of kids doing stupid stuff on it.
You know, I listened to the hearings, Dale, and it was just amazing how ignorant some of the congressmen are on people of different ethnic groups. This guy that ran TikTok is American-based, and he's from Singapore. And I think one of the congressmen, often referred to him as being from China. And he kept telling the congressman,
Singapore.
"I'm not from China. I'm from Singapore."
I'm from Singapore.
Yep.
Oh. I think it was Tom Cotton.
Oh, well, Tom Cotton.
He just left Texas and went to Washington. He'd never travel, I guess.
I thought Tom Cotton was from Arkansas.
He is.
Yeah.
But Michael McCall's from Texas, by the way.
Okay. No, I mean, Tom Cotton won't. It doesn't matter whether it's Singapore or China. Tom Cotton wants to declare war on it.
He showed all his ignorance by not understanding, you know, at least. His research should have been to find out where the CEO was from instead of trying to call him a communist Chinese person.
Singapore is where they cane whipped the guy for putting bubble gum on the street.
Well, Singapore's always had that outlook, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a wealthy country. It is wealthy, wealthy, wealthy. But just don't chew gum and spit it out. Or you'll be caned to death.
Trump had a visitor in his last hearing. I don't know if he's going to show up today. He had his son, Eric, showed up to support him. So that was something new.
Yeah, and he's getting to go see his son's graduation, I heard.
Yeah, he's going to his son's graduation, 17, 18, whatever. That's a good thing.
Yeah. It's a good thing
the judge did that. But Melania still hadn't showed up at the trial. You know, Melania and Don Jr., Ivanka, none of them showed up other than Eric. I guess he wants all the inheritance.
I think it's a very smart.
Clayton, you're over there laughing. What's up?
If I was in their shoes, I probably wouldn't go either. It's
embarrassing.
Well, it's just the whole thing is ridiculous.
Concern me. It's a place where it's not safe because everybody knows when Trump's coming in, when he's leaving. If you know, it's a dangerous situation.
Cut down about 20 cars in the caravan, he'd be in better shape, you know? Just go to the court. You don't
he
need
needs what he
cars,
needs.
Lights blasting and all that on my tax dollars.
Here's Donald Trump Jr. speaking in support of his father. Speaking about his father, he said they can't beat him at the voting booth, so they try to take him off the ballot. They can't beat him on the issues, so they try to throw him in jail. They can't beat him on the message, so they try to silence him with gag orders. But I've got news for all of the corrupt far-left freaks driving this country off a cliff. My father and the MAGA movement is stronger than it's ever been, and that's the truth.
Amen. Absolutely.
Yeah, but if he just shut his mouth, I mean, you got freedom of speech, but talk about something else. Talk about his golf courses. He ain't got to berate the judges and the district attorney and all that. I don't know any other person on the trial. Do you doubt that had all those privileges to talk about the judge and talk about whoever's presiding over the trial?
I don't think I've ever been involved in a trial with a gag order, Miss Shore.
Have you ever been in a trial with a person who violated and berated a judge when he was going before a judge?
I've had people, you know, sit down. I've represented people who sat down, looked at me in the eye, and said they're going to kill me when they get out. You know, and I just go,
well, I mean, that's looking at you. You know, I mean,
so it's okay to want to kill me and badmouth me, but not the judge.
Maybe you weren't representing them very well.
The judge's daughter is a Democratic operative who is making fundraising funds off of Trump in this courtroom every day, and Trump's not allowed to say anything about that. That's crap.
No, he's not allowed to say anything about that. That's the judge's daughter. It's not the judge, and he shouldn't be talking about the judge. That's simple minded. If a guy is sitting there presiding over a court. And you going to talk about him and his daughter and his wife and all that?
Yes.
That's stupid.
Yes.
That's stupid.
The judge should have been recused for his connections. Absolutely, he should
have. Well, ask Clarence Thomas to recuse himself.
Ms. York, everybody badmouths the judge, the lawyers, the prosecutor. They threaten to kill them. They, you know, sometimes do even worse things like, you know, coming to the homes and that kind of thing.
And Mr. York, I've heard you talk about Clarence Thomas's wife before, so you know.
Yeah, I talk about it.
It's all fair game.
But I'm not sitting in front of a court in front of Clarence Thomas.
Well, Mr. York, they all get bad mouth, death threats, the whole bit, all the time. I've not ever been involved in a case with a gag order. I mean, I've had them discussed, but I haven't.
Maybe one. Locally.
It seems like they would do it for everybody.
That happened before I was involved in the case. Okay. It didn't,
More advice to Trump, just shut your trap. Shut your mouth and go through
the
procedure.
I'm sure he's waiting for your advice.
That ain't going to, you know, Mr. York, that's not going to happen.
No, and if somebody speaks about you in public, which Michael Cohen has been doing, then you're going to want to hit. Mr. York, you're a counterpuncher too. You don't lay back and take it. You always hit back.
We're out.